December, the Klamath Tribe's Judgment Fund Repeal Act was signed into law by President Biden. As a result, the Klamath Tribes in Oregon will regain self-governance over money held in trust by the U.S. government for almost 60 years. In 1954, federal legislation terminated the existing government-to-government relationship between the U.S. and the Klamath and Modoc tribes and the Yahooskan band of Snake Indians, now the Klamath Tribes. This action broke the tribe's 1864 recognition treaty and was taken without the consent or support of the Klamath tribal government. The newest series of hockey cards features Indigenous players at a time Native American and First Native Nations influences on the sport are receiving renewed attention in Canada. Upper Deck this month released First Peoples rookie cards to shine a spotlight on Canadian Indigenous players who didn't previously get the chance to be featured in an official NHL set. The idea sprung from an Indigenous card collector who thought some players were missing. A board of community members picked Dan Frawley, Jason Simon, Ted Nolan, Bill LeCane, Rocky Trottier, Victor Mercredi, Danny Hodgson, and Johnny Harms for cards. They won't be sold, but instead distributed at camps and other Indigenous hockey events. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.